WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Right now, critic John Powers has a review of the new movie Zebrahead. It's about interracial love. The director, Anthony Drazen, is white, grew up on Long Island, and has said the movie is somewhat autobiographical.
Though you'd never know it from listening to our presidential candidates, we live in a nation torn, no, make that haunted, by race. The real price of that haunting is well captured in Anthony Drazen's unabashedly romantic story of star-crossed lovers. Michael Rapaport plays Zach Glass, a Jewish high school student at a predominantly black high school in Detroit. Like many young white kids, Zach's life is steeped in black culture. His best friend Dee is African-American. Zach talks in homeboy patois. He's even a DJ madly in love with black music. And when he meets Dee's lovely cousin Nikki, played by Nebusha Wright, he falls for her almost immediately. And she responds because Zach and Nikki are instinctively courageous enough to cross the racial divide. But they're also so naive, they have only an inkling of the real cost.
What does your mother think about this? What does she really think about this?
She's not trying to hear it at all. What does your father think?
My father doesn't care who I date. As long as I date regularly, he don't care.
What do your friends think?
You know, my man D's cool with it, right? The rest of them I don't care about. I don't care what they think.
Their families and friends try to be cool about their relationship. In fact, when Zach's father, a well-meaning, sex-obsessed man, finds his son in bed with Nikki, he celebrates by ordering them all Chinese food. Like any high school kid, Zach greets his father's attempt to be hip with stunned, humiliated resentment. But despite the seeming goodwill of many around them, Nikki and Zach's relationship quickly uncovers the painful racial feelings that everybody normally tries to tiptoe around. Zebrahead is a warm-hearted movie whose virtues are inseparable from its modesty. In the last third, it partly loses its way because Drazen falls into the trap of trying to make a grandiose statement about race in America. And this leads him into melodramatic cliches about murders and funerals, material treated much more powerfully by movies like Boys in the Hood. Last year, Jungle Fever suggested that romantic love between blacks and whites was not merely impossible, but wrong. That was a movie whose ruling emotion was anger. It probably says something important about the difference between black and white experience, that Drazen's dominant emotion in Zebrahead is regret. At one point, Zach takes Nikki to the family business, a downtown record store started by his grandfather. Its walls are covered with photos and dust jackets of all the great black musicians whose music this Jewish family has loved and proudly helped to disseminate. As the young lovers kiss between the record racks, this old, fusty, doomed store is more than simply a holdover from the past. It's a small utopia in which blacks and whites share the same passions and make each other stronger. A utopia that looks farther away all the time.
John Powers is a cultural reporter for LA Weekly. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.